that's something that a person wants back, and it means more than just money. So you want to get that back to that person, and I have the ability to do that with the things that my kids gave me. So if I have that ability, then I'm going to do it.
Lou Ashi was actually in the process of looking for a lost ring when a friend let him know about Francesca Teal's story. She posted on a New Hampshire social media page about losing her ring in the ocean at North Beach in Hampton.
I went up to New Hampshire to visit my son. He recently bought a house up there. And my wife and I decided to go over to Hampton Beach, and we slept in the car for a little bit and waited for low tide. Low tide was at 4:20 a.m. Woke up at 2 a.m., put on the wetsuit and put on the headlamp, and started along the shore and worked my way out into the water.
After 3 days of searching, he says he was about to give up. It was getting late in waist-deep water, and he finally found it. He texted Teal, and she said he had found the ring that had once belonged to her great-grandmother.
They actually went out and bought an underwater metal detector just for the purpose of looking for it. And as her reward, they gave that to me. You know, when I brought her the ring, she gave me the metal detector. That's something I've wanted to have for a while, and I never could justify myself buying it.
Walking by a store in Rockland, his children bought him his first metal detector as a Father's Day gift. He's been hooked ever since. He says he's found rare coins from the 1600s, but this was not the first ring he's found in the dark. A couple of years ago, he was helping a woman find a ring near Foster Ave in Marshfield.
The diamonds were flashing back in my headlamp. This was 10 minutes before midnight, and they were flashing back at me like police sirens. I figured, It's over. And I took a picture of it and I sent it to the owner, and that's where that term came from. Please tell me this is the ring so I can finally get off this beach.
He says he's in the process of helping two more people search for rings along the South Shore. In Marshfield, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.